Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to, yes, the final day of March for 2016 and to the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 31st of March, yes indeed, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. And for those of you not Microsoft fans, you may not like this episode. Weather officially ice skating in hell today, because the unthinkable has happened. Ubuntu and Microsoft, oh yeah, there is a love connection. That's because the bash shell, yes, the actual bash shell command is coming to Windows 10, thanks to Ubuntu. This all, of course, went down with so many other things at the Microsoft event yesterday. Of course, we'll get to those in a second, but can you believe it? Ubuntu and Microsoft, they love each other. Now, at first, everybody thought, oh yeah, this is going to be running in some virtual machine, blah, blah, blah. No. It's the actual thing, meaning developers will be able to write .sh bash scripts in Windows and even use Emacs to edit code. Now, of course, this love affair continues after Microsoft brought in the SQL Server and Visual Studio to Linux just a few months ago. So by the looks of it, this little marriage between Ubuntu and Microsoft, yeah, it seems to be going strong. Now we're talking about the bash. Now, when are you going to see it? Well, that brings us on to our next story. That will be coming up in the Windows 10 anniversary update. Yeah, this summer. It's like a feature film in it. Coming this summer. Lots of Microsoft updates. Now, those of you might remember the code name for this update was actually called Redstone, but now it's just called the anniversary update. And according to Microsoft, it's going to make it a more convenient platform for consumers, while, of course, offering more powerful options for developers, hence the bash thing from Ubuntu. One of the more standout features from the update we'll see is the new Ink Center. That means if you got a stylus on you, well, yeah, you can go to town on it now. Of course, within Ink Center will be improvement in sticky notes, which can now recognize your handwriting and automatically hyperlink notes with important information. Of course, other updates we'll be seeing will fall under the Universal Windows platform. Microsoft spent a heck of a lot of time yesterday talking about how just powerful the UWP apps could be, so it sounds like it's going to be an actually good, productive summer for Microsoft, as long as the updates actually install correctly. That remains to be seen. Staying on tap with our Microsoft event from yesterday, this has to do with a little bit of focus of Windows 10 and Xbox One. Yeah, they're also joining the love connection, because Microsoft's going to combine both Windows 10 and Xbox One app stores. Again, this will all be part of the Windows 10th anniversary update. And according to Xbox lead Phil Spencer, he said, it's the natural step for Windows 10. Saying that Microsoft's been planning this all along to have all their apps run across everything from the desktop to the phone to the Xbox. Microsoft said yes. Yesterday, also at the Build conference, that it's created a conversion tool that can automatically turn new and old games into cross-platform apps. Now, that's pretty cool. The tool will also give developers to add support for live tiles, notifications, Xbox One controllers, regardless of their original platform. And to top it all off with the summer update, it's going to allow Xbox One owners to turn their consoles into a development kit, giving them the access to switch back and forth between gaming and developing modes. Right now, we'll turn our focus towards Google and a little something that kind of flew way under the radar yesterday. We all know about that Cardboard SDK thing. You know, you make it all virtual reality for your Android phone. Well, now iOS developers are going to be able to take advantage of this. Yeah, that's right. Google has launched the SDK for iOS developers who want to build apps for Google Cardboard. Now, yeah, the Google Cardboard experience ain't exactly the most impressive VR, but it does allow you to at least get your toes a little wet into it with not having to spend a buttload of money. But until yesterday, it's been a pain in the butt for iOS to take advantage of this, but Google says the new toolkit simplifies a whole lot of tasks, such as head tracking for deeper immersion in the experience of 3D calibration, among many, many, many other things. So iOS devs, if you want to make use of the Cardboard VR feature, get on over to the Getting Started page and check out that app demo. And finally, passwords. Yeah, you know where this is leading, don't you? We all need to make sure that we've got a strong one, right? Sometimes we're not really sure how strong it is. Well, the folks over at CNBC thought, hey, here's a good idea. Let's put up a thing on our website and then people can put in their passwords and see how strong it really is for them. Sounds thoughtful enough now, doesn't it? Here's the catch, however, though, that CNBC failed to mention. After you checked on your password to see how strong it was, that password that was sent and then gathered in for you, it was all unencrypted. Basically guaranteeing that any snooper out there can could intercept it and then get your real accounts and then take them over, and then he would have a glorious day and you wouldn't. Oh, and here's another thing just to top things off. After you inputted your password, it sent it to Google Docs spreadsheet and then onto multiple third parties. So no, when CNBC said that, oh, we're not storing your passwords, yeah, they lied. So what should you take from this? Well, first, if you went and actually tried this out, change your password right now. It'd be a good idea. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, for all the BTN shows. You can follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger, and the British Tech community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. For the new show, well, of course, we'll be returning for your Friday installment, yeah, edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Be forewarned, however, though, Friday's edition, yeah, it's probably going to be late, so bear with me. But until then, I do hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.